we hear across North America and around the world, global missions being so powerful and so wonderful. But I've just, from time to time, got to stop and say, Lord, you did it for me. Lord, you rescued me. Lord, you filled me with your Spirit. You allowed me to be baptized in your precious name. Oh, I want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you so much. We're thankful for the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord, to feel his wonderful presence, to be blessed by his touch and his goodness. Amen. Thank God that we're here on September 1st. My goodness. God bless our September with fruitfulness. Amen. And trust that God's going to do a great work for us. As we pray on Tuesday, Daughters of Zion is on the 9th. Tomorrow, of course, Labor Day. And lots of activities that time. So we move Daughters of Zion to the 9th at 1 o'clock. And I know that will be a blessing. Amen. On Thursday, of course, our Bible study. Thomas will be sharing scripture then. Amen. And we look forward to that. And trust the Lord's going to do a great work. Amen. And we trust the Lord to bless us. And thank you, Sister Kim, for the tremendous job that she's doing with the handouts and posters. Amen. They're well done. Full color. A number of them in the back there, about 10 posters that you can take and start posting around town for our fall festival. And then a number of handouts that you can take as well. And we're working on handouts for the school. Amen. And we have a potluck scheduled for the Sunday after the fall festival. And these will go in the little bags that are going to be ready. And then the 300 Bibles that we have to hand out, there's this little flyer that's going to go in there and offering a free Bible study. So thank you, Sister Kim. What a great job you've done in all of these. And make sure those posters get put up. Make sure those handouts get handed out. Amen. And let's get a good number of families coming on September 27th in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And that's part of the sowing, and we're believing for the harvest. Praise God. A text from Brother Farmer this morning. Their outreach to villages in the Northwest region, Ambler, Kobuk, and Shagnac, they passed out 6 cases of Bibles, and they traveled to those villages. Praise God. Amen. And a number of people have already heard about what's going on in Norvik and in Kiana and Silawik. Praise God. A woman being filled with the Holy Ghost and opportunity for Bible study there. And now these other villages, and there's 6 cases of Bibles being distributed. And a number of them grasping their new Bible and holding it to their chest and saying, I love this Bible. I'm thankful. This is what I need. Praise God. Amen. That's the harvest you're a part of. Amen. That's the seed that is being sown there as well. Praise God. We're very thankful for it. Thank you so much for being a part of the fellowship meeting on in Soldotna on Friday. Oh, before I forget, there is a work party for the fall festival on Wednesday here at the church, September 4th on Wednesday, from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. If you're able to come and help with decorations, help with, you know, all of these need to be cut. And there's pages and pages of them. So a lot of work for decorations and getting ready for that. Already a good amount of work that's been done on Thursday nights while we're fellowshipping. And so we appreciate your efforts there. And then remember to visit that poster and see where you can put your autograph. Because we need workers. You know, all of those activities look like fun, and they will be, but we need workers to fill in the slots. So please be a part of that. The fellowship meeting on Friday was incredible. Amen. Visitor received the Holy Ghost, and her name was Destiny. And I think that's a good indication of what the destiny is for the church. Praise God. Amen. The Hernandezes ministered so powerfully, and very thankful for what the Lord did and blessed in such a tremendous way. Praise God. There was a prophecy that was shared that Brother Hernandez gave. He recalled that had been given sometime before. I asked Brother Mendenhall if he would get that sent out in an email or a message. And this is part of the message that came just before church as well. A powerful prophecy that Brother Hernandez shared. It goes like this. The enemy would have made you slaves in this world, and such were some of you. But I bought you with blood to become my purchased possession. Instead, I redeemed you and made you warriors, that on every side you would win. Afterwards, my children, I will then make you kings and priests. Your warfare has shaken the spirit world and loosed my angels who have come to inquire within. Your voice has triggered a sound in heaven to have an effect on the earth. Now, the angels of the Lord have come in force that your fight would be as men who rejoice over the spoil, for that which is upon you will last and will not fade away. For I come quickly, saith the Lord. I come quickly, saith the Lord. Be not weary in well-doing, for reaping is upon you, and you have only seen the beginning of the end of what I will do upon the earth. Oh, Shatingelamo Sandabaha. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Thank God, the voice of the Lord as he ministers to his people. Amen, as he blesses his church. And thank God, he still has declared, I will build my church. Thank God. You who have built different projects from sheds to shops to homes to mansions, you know the process, you know the involvement, you know the work that just continues on. The Lord knows what he's doing as far as building his church. Thank God. The sowing, the reaping, let's continue to be involved in the work of the Lord. And thank God, we know the blessings that he desires to bestow upon his people. And thank the Lord, we can pray for the harvest in the Kenai Peninsula area. And by the way, Brother Mendenhall mentioned that there's a family in Kodiak that wants Bible study and wants services. And Brother Mendenhall has arranged his schedule that he'll be able to go to Kodiak at least twice a month. Amen. We're trusting God to do a work and power of the Lord. Praise God. Be in prayer. Be in prayer that the Lord would bless in a special way. Thank God. And we'll continue our work in the harvest, because indeed, be not weary in well-doing. You shall reap in due season if you faint not. Amen. We're trusting the Lord to do a work. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, hallelujah. 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 Keep us, Lord God, in your will. Hallelujah. For your glory, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, thank God. I can't get away from just thinking about the way that the Lord has provided for us. Praise God. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. These are the contrast now. That's what I'm going to be sharing with you, contrast. Wide is the gate. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. What contrasts? Wide, narrow, broad, straight, life, destruction. Amazing contrasts. And thank God the Lord has helped us to make the right choice. Amen. You may be seated. Now, there's many, many, many verses that would speak of the way, whether it be the broad way or the narrow way. And the Lord declared, Isaiah 55, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That's the problem with man trying in his philosophies, in his religion, in the different ways that he would attempt to define culture and society and civilizations and all of these sorts of things, and determine that this is the way that we're going to go. No, the Lord lets us know that there's a better way. Praise God. And to transition into his thoughts from our thoughts, to go his way rather than our way. I'm thankful that in Isaiah 55 and 9, the Lord lets us know, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Thank God, higher is the way the Lord wants us to go, not down. The devil says, fall down and worship me. I'm not going to go down. He fell down. He went down. And the Lord said, I saw him fall, praise God, because he's the one God who kicked him out. Amen. Amen. And thank God, higher is the way the Lord wants us to look and the way he wants us to go. The way up is the Lord's direction, and that's the way he wants to take us. So his ways and his thoughts are higher. We can choose to remain the way we are. We can choose to stay in the place that we reside, but it's better to follow God, who wants to make a positive change in us. So the contrast, broad way or narrow way. The difference is not just in the size or the capacity. Many are on the broad way, Jesus said, and few find the narrow way. And our choice is, do we want to be with the many, or do we want to find the way with the few? Because the difference is not only in size and capacity and the crowds or the lack of them that are there. The difference is the destination. The broad way leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life. And it's almost amusing, but it's sad, that people are trying to travel both ways at the same time. Trying to feel like, okay, I want to go to where there's life, but I like this broad way. And I don't think it's a coincidence that oftentimes the name of the street in the city, Broadway, contains a lot of entertainment, you know, a lot of just selfish pursuits. And Hollywood and so on would emphasize that and want you to go in that way. But it's impossible to travel both. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. He wants you to enter in. He doesn't want you to miss it. He doesn't want you to go in the way that is not going to be profitable for you. He doesn't want you to be left out. Thank God he provides a way and declares he is the way, because the results are final. The consequences are not going to be changed. Now, here's the situation. It doesn't happen necessarily immediately. It's not a slam, bang, we're there, and it's over and it's done with. That would be awesome if we got filled with the Holy Ghost and dropped dead. Praise God. We're in the presence of the Lord. It doesn't work that way, because God wants us to be salt and light. God wants us to influence those around us. God wants us to be ones who will point to the way, this way. Amen. And thank God for the power of the Lord to minister in the way that he would desire us to. Faithfully following the Lord's thoughts and his ways and not man's reasonings are what God wants us to do, because destruction, there's no destruction. We're having a great time. This has been delightful. We're getting all our heart's desires. We're living it up. We're having a great time. Life? Oh, to have much in material and money is the way to live. And we're just charging straight forward here in prosperity, and everything's going good. But the end, see, that's where they fail to recognize where they're going to end up. Because there is a way, the Bible says, that seems right to a man. Seems like it's got all of the landmarks and all of the signs of the right way, but the end thereof, that's the warning. And Proverbs contains the warning twice. The end thereof are the ways of death. Now, to find the way, and Jesus said, few there be that find it. That's a sad commentary on man's priorities. Few there be that find it. Amen. Searching and seeking will lead to pursuing and possessing the good things as we follow the Lord and reach out after Him. Jesus encouraged asking and seeking and knocking. He illustrated man's gifts and his ability for goodness and giving to his child. In Luke 11, he talks about your child asking for bread. You won't give him a stone. You ask for fish, you won't give him a serpent. They ask for an egg, you won't give them a scorpion. No, you know how to give good gifts. And thank God, that's part of the asking, the seeking, and the knocking, because the results will be there. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Praise God. There's a connection there. It's not futility. It's not wandering around just trying to find the way. Thank God the Lord provides the means and the blessing. And then he focused on the greatest gift when he went on in verse 13 of Luke 11. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Oh, thank God we can decide and determine. We're going to find out how much more. Amen. Thank God we've received the Spirit. It's joy unspeakable. It's an indescribable gift. It's powerful. It's wonderful. It's the blessing of the Lord. And I want more. Thank God, because he lets us know there is more that he will bless us with. Now, the contrast could be no greater than light and darkness in the Word of God. In creation, light was created by God's commands. Let there be light. The sun and the moon were spoken into existence, and the orbits were put in place, and all that the Lord would design there. And almost as an afterthought, the scripture says, he made the stars also. just kind of a comment. When he made the stars also. And the universe is full of galaxies with stars that can't be numbered. And all the different varieties of quasars and binary stars and black holes and so on. Some of that's still theory, but a lot of stuff there that they're discovering with the various telescopes and the various means of exploring just our solar system. Amazing that it takes years for an explorer to get out to where Jupiter and Neptune are. Years of travel, 10,000 miles an hour. And they're just flying by now and sending pictures back of how many moons and how many rings and all of that stuff. And that's just in our solar system. Nine planets. Well, we're not sure it's nine. Pluto goes back and forth as far as where it's supposed to be and so on. But the orbits that are there and all of those aspects of the solar system, how amazing. Amen. And the idea that, okay, it's all orbiting around the sun. And Jupiter discovered, or rather Pluto discovered in 1935, it hasn't even made one orbit around the sun as yet. Still going. And yet, there's thousands of galaxies like the Milky Way. The other night, it was shining bright. The streetlights were out in Sterling for some reason, and I just stood out in the driveway and look at that. Praise God. Amazing. And that's just one galaxy. How many more? He made the stars also. Praise God. And Psalm 147, verse 4, says he not only knows the number of the stars, but he knows their names. That's our God. Hallelujah. That's what he can do. Amen. That's how powerful he is. That's how wonderful he is. But verse 3 makes it even more wonderful, because he comes to you with a broken heart. He comes to you with wounds, and he's able to bind them up. He's able to heal the broken in heart. He's able to minister, praise God, where no one else or nothing else can minister, because he knows the way, and he leads us in that way. Thank God for the power and the blessing that he brings to us as we reach out to him and desire to follow the way. Spiritual light that the Lord brought into our experience. John 1 and 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, on the face of that, it looks as though there's no understanding. There isn't any comprehension. There isn't any gain of knowledge there. But other English versions render it very different. Instead of comprehended it not, it says didn't defeat it. Didn't overcome it, talking about light. Didn't suppress it, didn't put it out, didn't extinguish it, didn't overpower it, didn't quench it. Oh, thank God for the light that the Lord has brought forth. Amen. Man's philosophies, man's ideas, man's understanding, man's inabilities, man's intellectualism cannot eliminate it. Thank God for the light that the Lord has brought into our lives. Amen. And the work that he has desired to do. Light and darkness, evil and truth. It's interesting how in John chapter 3, there's so much emphasis on verse 16. And verses 5 through 8 sometimes are just passed over a little bit there when the Lord talks about being born again. And then definitely verse 19 is not mentioned. And on into verse 21 and so on. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. See, condemnation comes by unbelief. Loving darkness instead of light, following that in that path, in that way, instead of rejoicing in the light. That passage goes on to talk about truth and light working together to make a divine change in us. Praise God. The evil is left aside. The darkness is pushed aside. Light and truth lead us on into the way, amen, that is higher, and thoughts that are higher. Thank God for the power and the blessing that he brings into our lives. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 is such a beautiful promise of what God would desire to do within us. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, praise God, has shined in our hearts. The creation is incredible. It's beautiful. It's amazing. If we were to travel the world and see all of the wonders of the world, I know we would be amazed at the variety and the creation and the beauty and the wonder of it all. But here's what's even greater. He commanded the light to shine in my heart, in your heart, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God. When we see the Lord, we see all there is of God. When we see the Lord, we see the one who spoke light into existence. Hallelujah. And he illuminates our hearts, and we are given the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, who brings light into our experience. Because God is light. John said, in him is no darkness at all. You know, John must have been thrilled about writing about light. He wrote about it in the Gospel of John. He wrote about it in his letters. And then he gets to write about it in Revelation. Powerful light, wonderful light, incredible light. 1 John 1 and 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Praise God. What you heard, you got to share. What you know, you got to declare. Praise God. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Divine light dispels darkness. Divine light does away with darkness. Praise God. The devil tries to bring darkness into you and your heart, your home, your marriage, your family. Amen. Thank God. You can claim this verse. You can claim it because God resides within you. God abides within you. Hallelujah. Darkness has to be dispelled. Darkness has to depart. Praise God. And divine light can come and shine in such a powerful way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank God we have that light. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. No, we're not going to walk in that way. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a deceiver. Devil, you're defeated. I'm not going to follow your lies. I'm going to walk in truth, praise God. I'm going to leave darkness behind. I'm going to walk in the light that the Lord has provided. I'm going to choose truth over a lie. Amen. We say sometimes say that the truth hurts. Well, a lie is deadly. A lie is harmful. A lie is destructive. But oh, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, praise God, that's who we're going to follow. That's the way we're going to walk. That's how we're going to continue on. And we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful experience to be cleansed from sin by the blood of the Lamb. What a wonderful experience to be washed. Hallelujah. Amen. And John says that he loved us. He washed us. He made us kings and priests. Thank God for the process that the Lord has brought into our lives as we continue in the way and know the power and the blessing of the Lord that continues on and on. Praise God as we walk on with him. Now it struck me, thinking about contrasts, the absences and the additions that come to us as we either choose to follow the devil's lies or choose to align ourselves with the Lord and his truth. The devil adds, and the devil makes absent. The beginning of sin and the deception of Adam and Eve, you know, the saying or the idiom is, the devil is in the details. Eve didn't consider the details. She looked at the promise or the falsehood that the devil was offering her and thought, that would be worth it. And of course, it didn't turn out the way that she had anticipated, the way that she had thought. Isn't that the way it works? All the time, the devil says, do this, do this, do that, try that. And you're okay. You can do it. And then it doesn't even come close to turning out the way that he thought. There's guilt, there's shame, there's humiliation. Amen. The result of disobeying God was far from what was thought, because his thoughts are above our thoughts. And we've got to constantly make that transition. Lord, I need your thoughts. I need your ways. Don't let me fall for the tricks of the enemy. Don't let me be deceived. Amen. They ended up hiding from God and losing their place in the Garden of Eden, the paradise that the Lord fellowshipped with them in. Amen. It just does not work out. The devil adds misery. The works of the flesh, Paul enumerated them in some degree in Galatians 5. The New International Version says there's sexual immorality, there's impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred and discord, jealousy and fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies. It's sad that those actions, those lifestyles will result in misery, bondage, even jail and the hospital. It's even worse that the acts of the flesh will keep you out of the kingdom of God. And that's what the Word of God says. Amen. The devil adds those things. And then he makes absent the precious things that the Lord has for us as we follow his way. The scripture says there is no peace for the wicked. And what a sad thing to lose family and friends, to lose job and income, to lose so much that the Lord would desire to bless us with. But in contrast, Jesus adds and makes absent. Praise God. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all positive, all good, all designed to bring a blessing to you and those around you. And you won't break any laws or go to jail because of those. Amen. And thank the Lord. The Lord adds to those things. Peter wrote about adding to our faith. And before he started his list of what to add to our faith, he talked about the divine power of the Lord to give us all things of life and godliness. Praise God. He further stated that God has given us exceeding great and precious promises, whereby we are made partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord. And then the faith that he puts within our hearts, the faith that results in repentance, the faith that will lead us to the waters of baptism in the precious name of Jesus, the faith that will result in receiving the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God speaking through us in such a wonderful way. You can add goodness. You can add knowledge. You can add self-control. You can add perseverance. You can add godliness. You can add affections and brotherly love. Praise God. And then charity. Oh, how powerful what the Lord adds to our lives. And the outcome of those things, the outcome is you're going to be fruitful. You won't fall. There will be an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They won't keep you out. It will bring you in. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the power and the blessing of the Lord that he would provide again and again. The revelation of Jesus Christ that John wrote. He wrote of the power and the majesty of Jesus. He heard the praise and the worship of the 24 elders and all those who are around. Amen. He heard so much. He experienced so much. He saw what heaven is like. But all the things that were there, the absence of sin and Satan, the absence, praise God. John saw him by one angel get thrown into the bottomless pit. The angel had the key, the angel had the chain, and threw him into that bottomless pit, drug him out of there, and then threw him into the lake of fire. All the rejoicing that John did when he saw the majesty and the power and the wonder of God, I've got to believe every time he saw the devil cast down, every time he saw the devil shut up, every time he saw the devil with chains, hallelujah, there had to be some rejoicing and say, you old liar, you old deceiver, you're not going to deceive me or anybody else anymore. You're gone. You're burned up. Hallelujah. And the absence of Satan and sin in heaven is something we're going to rejoice about. We're going to give praise to our God who is the victor. We're going to exalt him who is the overcomer. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Going to be worth it. Follow the narrow way. Amen. Sin won't enter heaven. They've chosen their own way. They follow their own thoughts. But the Bible says nothing that defiles, nothing that works evil, nothing that forsakes truth and makes a lie is going to be there. Absent. Praise God. And oh, the joys and blessings that the Lord is going to add. Make sure. And Peter talked about that. Make your calling and election sure. Praise God. Your name is added to that book of life. That's what he told the disciples. You know, they came rejoicing. Lord, Even the devils are subject to us through your name. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, he said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. Brother Paul, it's uncomfortable. Brother Paul, you're going through it right now. But nothing shall by any means hurt you because God has given you power over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. The power of God brings prosperity to you. You will be like a tree that's planted by the waters. Hallelujah. The river that's never going to run dry. Your leaf is not going to wither. Your fruit is going to be there. The power of God is going to be displayed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 All power over all the power of the enemy. But rejoice in this, he said, that your name is written. Glory to God. And then Jesus rejoiced. Oh, my. Wouldn't that have been something to see? And I believe we're going to see it. Amen. I believe we're going to see it. Praise God. Jesus rejoicing over his church. Jesus rejoicing over his people. Jesus rejoicing over you for being an overcomer. For following his thoughts, for walking in his way. Jesus rejoicing. Well, we're going to rejoice. Praise God. What an incredible place that's going to be. No pain, no sorrow, no tears, no death. Glory to God. Rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what he adds, the river of life. The tree of life. See, the narrow way really does lead to life. It really does. You experience it on the way. But oh my, that river of life, that tree of life. Praise God. The fountain of life. How incredible. And you'll be so glad you walked on that narrow way. Amen. Sometimes it got so narrow, it's just you and the Lord. Praise God. But you kept going. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you enter into that heavenly realm. Praise God. Oh, I want you to make it. I want you to make it. I'm praying for you to make it. I'm believing God that he's helping you to make it. Praise God. In every situation, in every need, every trial, every sickness, every problem, the Lord's there. Come on. My thoughts, my ways. Don't get bogged down here with what the devil's trying to put you down with. Don't falter, don't fail. Keep going. Praise God. And then he leads us from glory to glory. He leads us from victory to victory. He leads us from power to power, from strength to strength. Hallelujah. And the blessings and the touch of God are so real. Stand with me now, please. Oh, thank the Lord. The straight gate, the narrow way. Too restrictive. Too hard. Too much regulation, too difficult. Now, if the Lord wanted to make it difficult, he could make it difficult. Oh, yeah. And truly, there will only be a few that find it. But the reason he said that is because there are those who wouldn't seek it. Seek and ye shall find, the Lord said. Amen. And thank God, that's the path we're on. That's the way we're going. I'm seeking you, Lord. I'm searching out for you, Lord. I'm desiring you, Lord. I'm following you, Lord. Hallelujah. and I know where it's going to end. Praise God. My hope, my desire, where it's going to end. In His presence forever. You know, the songwriter said it so well, I can only imagine. But I'm not going to put my hope in a song. I'm going to stay with the Word. His thoughts, His ways, so high. And I'm going to keep reaching. I'm going to keep desiring. Praise God. Let's come to pray for a bit here. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, la momosse kendenge petiso lorana limam.